Joey Prima Jr., new CD, new disc called Blow, and you can also download it wherever you do that sort of thing. Louis Prima Jr. joins us. Now, you're coming to town, aren't you?
I'm going to be in Chicago July 6th, actually, at City Winery.
That's a great venue. Have you played it?
Yeah, we played it last year, had a great time. I hope everybody comes on out, go to, you know, my site, Louis Prima Jr., or the City Winery, get your tickets. I think they're doing a bottle of Louis Prima Jr. wine again this year, so come on out. We had a blast there last year, and we're looking forward to getting back there with this new CD under our belt, too.
Yeah, and a cool room for stand-up, too. We're looking at maybe doing a stand-up show there. So how much fun are you having being on the road? You're on the road nonstop, though. What am I talking about?
We love being on the road. You know, we'd obviously, you know, love a base of some sort, but in the long run, man, this band of merry idiots that I travel around with, and I say that with all the love in the world because I couldn't do it without them. You know, we love being on the road, bringing music and smiles and good entertainment to people. You know, that's what the music business is about for me anyway, the live show and seeing places and meeting new people and telling stories. So we have a blast, man. I love the road.
By the way, I don't want to confuse people. Blow will be in stores and online tomorrow on the 10th.
Correct.
Tuesday
well,
drop.
Actually, iTunes has been pre-selling it for about a week now. You can pre-order it through the record label website Warrior Records as well, but it hits street stores and actually downloadable, etc., on all the sites tomorrow.
I know you never get tired of talking about your dad, the King of Swing, but you didn't get to see him see you do what you do now. A little melancholy about that, a little?
You know, it's I like to think he can see me. You know, my mother.
I like that.
You know, I am living a bit through him. I'm sure he can see what we do. You know, my mother did get a chance to see the band and loved what we did, and you know, unfortunately neither of them get to hear the original material, but it's something we're proud of. It's something, you know, that everybody in the band is proud to be a part of his legacy, my mother's legacy, and moving this brilliant form of music, you know, into the future for new generations and creating anew.
Did you have some sense to be different than dad? I mean, I think every son of a father who's a celebrity in any way, shape, or form might go through that, no matter how much you love him. Did you go through that?
You know, no. It's funny, though. I graduated high school with absolutely no desire to get into the music business. You know, I've been playing instruments since I was five, but I wanted to do college and get a degree and, you know, make some money and be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that was pretty short-lived because I started getting up on stage with friends of mine and put a microphone in my hand, and that's kind of where I was at home. I really felt comfortable being on stage, entertaining people, and I very quickly, you know, it was rock and roll, but, you know, that's what you do as a young kid. You chase what's popular, you know, because you want the record deal, et cetera. But there was never a concerted effort to not be him, you know what I mean?
Sure, of course. LouisPrimaJr.com is the website. Again, Blow, pre-order it now, get it tomorrow, and see him in town coming up at the City Winery. Famous people hanging out at your house when you were a kid?
Oh, all the time.
Give me a list. Name drop a little.
The time, but they, you know, it was pretty much a who's who, you know, list of people. You know, he wasn't a big entertainer, but you know, he had the golf course, and that's, you know, in Vegas, and that's where all the stars played. So he did get to meet pretty much everybody.
Right, but name drop for me. Who's hanging out at your house, even if you didn't care at the time?
I mean, you name it. Anyone from Jimmy Durante to Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, you name it. They were around.
Louis Prima Jr. at the City Winery with the band. You're still playing with the Witnesses, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. I don't go nowhere without them, man. One of the things when I switched gears and, you know, wanted to put horns in a band and do this was I wanted a band. I don't pick up guys in the cities that I go to. I can't do this without the people I share a stage with. Everybody's contributed to the music on this new album. The original music, you know, is written by us, play by us, and I don't go nowhere without them. And I'd rather give up a gig than do one without a single member, because it's as much as it's the music, it is also the show, and we're bringing entertainment back to the entertainment business. And you know, I'm nothing without them, man. I love these guys and girl.
Well, you know, and I don't want to knock people, and I won't by name yet. But what I love about you guys is you actually know how to sing and play. You know, I mean, this isn't some trumped up, musically enhanced, put it through a synthesizer situation. You guys go out and you just do it, and that's the way it ought to be.
You know, exactly. And there is, too, you know, unfortunately, technology comes with good and bad things. And to me, the bad thing is anybody can be a singer, anybody can be a musician, supposedly, nowadays. But boy, you go see them live and you're like, oh, what is that?
Right.
You know, we are, the guys in my band are some of the most brilliant and talented people in the world, and they know how to put on a show as well. So they're not messing around. You know, if you see my sax player or any of the horn members jumping as high as they can while still playing a note, that's them doing it. You know, and we played no tricks on this CD. This is us. This is what we sound like. And I, you know, as a musician, you pick on everything you do. You're not really happy with anything. But I think as a whole, the entire group are very proud of this album and can't wait for the world to hear it.
And I'll let you go on this, but before you do, explain again, That's My Home, and how it was generated.
You know, we had forged a relationship with Capitol Records back in 2010 with the Star Ceremony. And when I got involved with Jim Irvin from Warrior Records on the first album, you know, he very early on said, I want an album of original material. Let's shoot for number two and go from there. And, you know, the very early talks included, you know, he has a relationship with Capitol Records as well. And it was, let's get in there and see if we can't license a song. And he made it happen. You know, we picked it was tough to get a song from that day and age. You know, my father played with a microphone hanging in a room where
right.
You could just get his voice and his trumpet. So we've got a deep track. We pulled his voice and his trumpet off. It's my band plan. I get to sing with my father, and I get to play the trumpet with my father. And it was, you know, once in a lifetime unique opportunity, and kind of a really nice send off as we move forward into our own music and bringing Prima style into the future.
Pretty sweet, man. Pretty sweet. And I think you can tell him. I think you can tell him a fan. I look forward to having you in town, and you're always welcome here.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll see you when we get out there, man.
All right, thanks. That's Louis Prima Jr. You know, his dad, Dave, I mean, your dad is cool, you know, and he is. He's 90 years old, just playing tennis and stuff. But Louis Prima Sr., king of swing, man.
Yeah.
King
yeah.
of swing.
Very cool.
So, Ralph Cochran was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Summers was cool. I have two dads, by the way. Was cool. But, you know, king of swing.